In our gluten-free bread basics course, we teach you how to bake unleavened breads, chemically leavened breads with baking soda and baking powder, and then biologically leavened breads with active dry yeast and sourdough starter. In this course, we focus entirely on making artisanal breads that are leavened biologically, the quick, somewhat predictable way, with commercial baker's yeast, also known as active dry yeast. With biological leavening, you're basically a steward or a coach of a bacterial colony. If you create the right environment for these microorganisms to thrive, you'll be rewarded for your efforts with delicious artisanal breads. It's important to know that baking territory is jungle thick with varying opinions, experiences, and preferred best practices, especially as gluten-free baking becomes more mainstream. Just have some fun, experiment, take lots of notes, and practice, practice, practice. We're breaking some rules here and making some new ones. We hope that this course kicks off a desire to dive deeper into ancient techniques and traditions and to connect with what it means to be human through creative baking. Here are a few guidelines to follow as you work through this course. Follow the recipe. No substitutions unless specified otherwise. Of course, you can substitute any ingredients you like in these course recipes, but we can't guarantee the results if you do. If you stray from a recipe, even a pinch, from this point forward, you're accountable for the outcome. When possible, to save you heartache, time, and pennies, we'll definitely share what you can substitute and when. You're going to learn a lot about ingredients and build the confidence to play. But in the beginning, please, please, please follow recipes and steps exactly as you learn, the first, second, and at least the third time. We can't help you troubleshoot if you followed the recipe but swapped out quinoa flour for almond and used honey instead of sucanat. That's being adventurous, which we applaud, but that's not following a recipe. Each and every gluten-free flour has different properties. Each natural sweetener reacts differently with that flour, and even the temperature of your kitchen can affect results. We have explanations for all of this throughout the course. We've done our best to leave no stone unturned and no question unanswered, so you can bake successfully every time. And with enough practice, start creating recipes of your own using the basic formulas and techniques provided in this course. Gluten-free baking is a bit like learning a new language, but after a few weeks, with some practice and tested guidelines, you'll speak the language fluently. Welcome texture and flavor again. Modern baked goods have trained palates all over to respond positively to bland, processed white bread, but ancient traditions provide us with a variety of grain, flavor, texture, and nutrition. This course embraces it all. These recipes make heartier, more flavorful breads than conventional loaves. They're loaded with beneficial fiber and have a familiar spring and air to them. In most of our course recipes, the nutritious bran hasn't been stripped away by processing, and the flours aren't bleached, so expect darker color, more moisture, and more nuanced flavor than you may be used to. We think you'll be pleased with how diverse and delicious homemade gluten-free breads can taste. Use them for sandwiches, French toast, bread pudding, dinner rolls, toast of all kinds, and any other way you like to use bread. No more FOMO, no more cardboard, no more going without these cornerstones of mealtime and special traditions. Open your mind to new ingredients. To replicate the gluten and eggs used in conventional breads, we'll use ingredients like psyllium husk, either ground or whole, and or ground flaxseed. Some gluten-free plant-based bread recipes use gums like guar and xanthan, but since we're going for as whole food as possible, we prefer our alternatives. Let it cool, no peeking. Unlike conventional processed breads, gluten-free ingredients need to set, so when you remove baked goods from the oven, leave them be until they cool completely. No matter how tempting the smell of your kitchen, no slicing the bread until thoroughly cooled or the center of your bread can stick to your knife. The rapid release of heat and steam from a prematurely sliced loaf can also cause a flying crust, where the inside of the loaf sinks away from the top of the bread. Once cooled, everything is good to go. Each recipe in this course will specify whether you cool in the pan or not. and do not open the oven to peak while baking, especially in the first 20 minutes when consistent temperatures are a must for successful oven spring. Subtle change in temperature could sink your centers. Measuring ingredients properly. Baking is as much a science as it is an art, and precise measurements are a must. There's a benefit to measuring ingredients with a scale, like consistency, less mess, and precision, so use one if you have one. But our ancestors didn't use scales, and most home cooks don't have scales in their kitchen, so use what you have at home. Here are some tips for consistent measuring using measuring cups and spoons. These tips will help you get as close to the precision of measuring by weight with a scale as possible. Liquid measuring cups. This is a measuring cup for liquids. It's glass, has a spout, and a handle. Do not use it for dry ingredients, only liquid ingredients. When measuring liquids in one, set it on a flat surface and read the measurements at eye level, not from above. Dry measuring cups. These are measuring cups for dry ingredients, which can also be used for liquid ingredients if filled to level. Always fill measuring cups exactly and evenly so you don't end up wasting money and time. When measuring flour, pour it into a large bowl and fluff it with a large spoon, fork, or whisk. Hold the empty measuring cup over the bowl of flour and use a spoon or scoop to fill the measuring cup until overflowing. Then use the backside of a knife to level off the extra flour. Make sure your blade is facing upward so you don't compromise the sharpness of the blade or damage your measuring cup. Do not dip the measuring cup into the flour. This packs in the flour and ends up adding too much to the recipe. Same goes for patting down the flour. Try not to do this either, as it adds more flour to a recipe. Measuring spoons. These guys are proper measuring spoons, not these. Cereal spoons just don't cut it. And unless a rounded or heaping teaspoon or tablespoon is called for in a recipe, level off the top like you do with flour in a dry ingredient measuring cup. Have fun. Baking is a rare opportunity to slow down, be creative, and pour your love and care into something special. Please don't put unnecessary pressure on yourself or criticize yourself if things don't go as planned. Instead of running from mistakes or throwing your hands up, curiously look at what happened and you'll likely discover a whole new technique, flavor combo, or guideline you can use in the future. Write it all down in your baking journal. Sunken breads and overly sticky loaves make great bread pudding, stuffing, and even French toast if you just look for the potential opportunity. Gluten-free baking time should be a perfection-free time. We have enough pressure in this life, so put on some tunes and an apron and enjoy you time in the kitchen.